Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4. I just want to read this one verse that I wrote quite a bit now, and I want to share with you some thoughts with this verse. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. One verse that speaks to the most important institution on planet Earth is this verse. If this one verse is not only read but followed, there would be much happier homes, less divorce, less poverty, and less crime, a much better world in which to live if they would just follow this one verse. Marriage is the foundation to society and to churches. As the home goes, so goes the church, so goes society. When the home is in disarray, the church is in disarray. Society is in disarray. Everything is built around the home. That is why the enemy is seeking to destroy. By the way, he's doing a great job. I had somebody, before I make this statement, I want you to understand what I'm fixing to say here. Okay, I had somebody actually leave the church. He sat right there because I made the statement. He misunderstood what I said. I even went to visit him, and he said, "No, I know what you said." He turned me out. I said, "The devil is a good devil." That's all he heard. He left. He didn't come back. But he's good at what he does. He's a destroyer. He seeks to destroy people's lives, their homes, and their marriage and all. And he works on individuals. Now, I'm talking to believers here this morning. Hopefully, you're all saved. And remember, Paul is talking to believers this morning. And he didn't miss the context here in verse number 1, where it says in chapter number 13, let brotherly love continue. He's still with that thought. Because, you know, oftentimes in our home, a lot of times, even in marriages and in our families, oftentimes other people are cared for more than their own home. There's so much there that we're going to discuss over the next hour and over next week about it. But if the marriages are destroyed, churches struggle and society crumbles. Marriage was ordained and instituted by God himself. Even before the church was started, even before government, we read it in the book of Genesis. And next week, I'll be going to the book of Genesis about marriage between Adam and Eve, one man and one woman, as marriage was designed for. But if we look at this first word in verse number 4, the word marriage, literally means a wedding or a marriage festival in matrimony, okay? Celebration, if you will. It is to be between a man and a woman. Society has perverted and has tried to change and destroy this divine union of man and woman, but God has never changed, and God's word has never changed. So when we get into this one verse, it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes of not just married life, but how we should live as we get a little bit farther into this. So marriage is to be between a man and a woman, and then it's to be honorable. The word honorable is an interesting word. The word honorable means it's to be precious, highly esteemed. This is the same exact word that the Apostle Peter used in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19. Same word. When he says, but with the precious blood of Christ, and as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That same word, precious, comparing the precious blood of Christ, he compares that marriage is honorable, it's precious. There's nothing like it, okay? And for a man and a woman, and again, next week I'll get into a little more details about marriage. But he says marriage is honorable, it's precious in all. Marriage is precious no matter who you are, rich or poor, no matter the geographical location. Whether it's America or Africa, it matters not. No matter the relationship with the Lord, whether it's a believer or an unbeliever, Marriage is precious, okay? Now, when I say marriage is precious even to believers and unbelievers, we understand that 2 Corinthians 6:14 tells us to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's already set. In other words, believers ought to marry believers. Amen. I've seen this month, I'm doing some marriage counseling to a young couple who will be married in February, okay? And my first session of counseling will be here next week or two. I have to look at the calendar again. First question I'm going to ask them, why are you getting married? I'm going to try to talk them out of getting married. All right. But anyway, it's part of the counseling I do. You know, why do you? Well, but, oh, I just love them. And I heard something the other day that just struck me, and I'm going to use this here in the council. I've not quite heard it put this way before about marriage. Have y'all heard of Johnny Erickson Tata? Okay. She's in very, very bad health. A wonderful, godly, paraplegic, beautiful lady. She broke her neck diving, and I think to a lake or something. I forget what it was. It's age of 17. Broke her neck, and she was paralyzed the rest of her life. A wonderful, talented Christian lady. She paints. She's a writer. With her, she has a thing and writes with her. Paints. Anyway, her husband and they've been married for years. I forget the number of years it said. It was on a video thing somebody sent me. And she is now on a breathing machine because her lungs and all, she can't move. Hey, aspiratic or what do you call it? How do you say that word? Anyway, she's choking to death. Can't breathe. So they have her on a hospital bed, strapped, and they have to shake her, keep her lungs. And she's going to be that the rest of her life. Not only she's a paraplegic, now she's got to be in the hospital, and it has to shake her, or if not, she's going to die. But the point is, her husband, before she got in the hospital bed, he would pick her up out of the house, put her in a wheelchair if she wanted to go somewhere, take her to the car, take her out of the wheelchair, set her in the car, put her somewhere in which they arrive, you understand, and take her everywhere they go. And the pastor who has mentioned this said, this is real love. Even through difficulties of they stayed together, through heartaches. Today, couples, if something goes wrong, he said this ain't the same woman you married, whatever it was, 50 years ago or whatever. She don't look the same. Amen, preacher. And by the way, fellas, you don't look the same either. I follow. Amen, brother. Okay. So it's this love that endures. And through marriage and those marriage vows, we'll talk about this next week. So many homes are breaking up because he hurt my feelings or whatever. Or they're so sick, I can't deal with them anymore. I know people who they have Alzheimer's, and the husband or wife sits at the bedside with them, and the mate does not know even who they are. But the vow is through sickness, through health, through poverty, through wealth, till death do us part, and they mean it and they live by it. Marriage is honorable and all, and it's for everybody, believers and for unbelievers. Now, let me say this. On society today, I don't know if you've noticed the stats, less and less people are getting married. I know this for a fact. This is the first marriage I've performed in a while. You know, for a while I was performing marriages. Here's the first one I've performed in a couple of years that I could think of. There's going to be another one here soon that we'll talk about later, you know. And so I'll have at least two that I know of the next few months. But it's becoming less and less. Now, it's more people are tending to, can I use the word, I used to call it shacking up. They don't want to make that commitment. Okay. Marriage is honorable. It's precious and all.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m., February 4th, to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.